Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an
actress.
I want to
be a model. Yay!
Boys and girls and moms and dads, and aunts and uncles, grandpa, puppy, babysitters, uncles, and I think maybe even the dog that we saw. That was, what was his name? I'm not sure. Toast! Well, boys and girls, if you're in the East Coast, toast is certainly not the word that is on your mind. Warmth is what you're talking about. But I want to thank you so much for joining us at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And can you believe it? On the East Coast, we're covered with snow and ice. And it just keeps snowing all the time. So you can imagine, what books are we going to be reading? Books about snow! Boys and girls, did you hear someone in the background? Yes, I bet you did. And they're going to tell you how they're feeling in the snow, because the snow sometimes brings real good things, and they'll tell you what that is. I know moms and dads may not be really happy, but kids are really happy. And it also might make you a little tired of snow when it's snowing all the time and you want to get right back to your friends. And, of course, be able to go to school. Yes. I'm seeing all the hands shaking, like, no. Well, let's introduce them, because we're so thrilled that we have guests today, and they're going to be reading some special books. And, of course, guess what most of these books are about? No! Now, we already know that Sky and Sana and Kaylin and Jaylen, all of them in California, they're not experiencing snow right now. But we want to be able to put you in the mood. So, let's hear from our first guest right here.
I'm Karen, and I go to Rembrook, and I'm 8.
And I'm Jaden, and I go to school at Elizabeth Green, and I'm 9 years old.
I'm Michaela, and I go to school at Windermere, and I'm 8 years old.
Boys and girls, do you hear that? Oh, my goodness, we have 3 guests. And they have been missing school because of...
No!
I know, California, you don't have any idea what they're even talking about because you don't get out for snow. But guess what? We were hearing the story about believe and what you want to be. And Karen already thinks that he knows what he wants to be. So let's hear it.
I want to be, when I grow up, I want to be a basketball player or a football player.
Wow.
When I grow up, I want to be in the Navy or a basketball player.
When I grow up, I don't know what I want to be.
That's okay. You've got plenty of time to find out what you want to be. And we will talk about all kinds of things at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And we're so glad that they have joined us. And we're so glad that you have joined us, too, because we know that there's some kids in California and on the west side who are still outside playing sunshine. And guess what?
I even had some kids that told me that it was 84 degrees outside. Not here. So we are going to be able to find out what do you need to do to get ready for bed. Because after all, this is Angela's Bedtime Story, Blake Radio Network, and we are here to make sure that you go to sleep. And what do you do when you go to sleep? I think maybe you put on galoshes. So that's what we're wearing, galoshes. Let's see what their favorite PJs. What are your favorite PJs, Cameron?
I like to wear my basketball pajamas.
Oh, Mr. Sportsman, I'm not surprised.
I like to wear my basketball pajamas.
Definitely not surprised.
I like to wear my monkey pajamas.
Ooh. Oriented. And there is Casey. Casey always gets her pink ballerina pajamas. So that's what she likes to wear. And I'm not sure if with their brothers and sisters, what they like to wear. But I bet you, boys and girls, you have your favorite pajamas that you always get. And I wonder if anyone here, does anyone here brush their teeth?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Does anyone here have a teddy bear or a doll?
Yes. Yes.
Does anyone here have or get water or some juice before they go to bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how do you know what goes first? How do you know? Well, guess what, boys and girls? And guess what, Cameron and Jaden and Michaela? There is a bedtime list to make sure that you don't forget what to do. Would you like to hear the bedtime list? Here it goes.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
My daddy hugged my mommy, said my prayers.
boys and girls, now that you have that bedtime list, which is so exhausting because there's so many things to do. However, Jaden, Michaela, and Kevin were able to check all those things, and hopefully you did the same too. But you know what, guys? Some people in California are not quite ready for bed because the sun is still out. So what do we do? I wonder where they are. If they're out playing in the sun, where could they be?
Outside.
Okay.
On the beach. At the park.
Well, some might even be on a playground. So let's hear if we can sound here if they are coming in. I'm not sure. Let's see. They couldn't come in. They didn't want to come in because they were having so much fun. But on the other side, they're outside playing. What kinds of things are you doing? Because, you know, there is still snow on the ground, isn't there, boys and girls?
Yes.
Quite a bit of snow. And underneath that snow is
ice.
Yeah, so pretty slippery. Now, what do you like to do, Cameron, in the snow?
I like to ice skate or go sledding.
Okay.
I like to go tubing and snowboarding.
And Michaela?
I like to go sledding or make a snowman.
Oh, wow. A lot of things that she likes to do. And you know what? I think Michaela, are you going to share your book with us? Or do you want to talk about the odd dog? Even though the odd dog is not in the snow, but Jaden wants to share his book with us. So boys and girls, are you ready to hear the book, Odd Dog, from Jaden? Here he goes.
Odd Dog by Claudia Wolf. Kevin was an odd dog, unlike all the other dogs. He did not care for bones, but he loved apples. His apple tree was pride and joy. Peanut loved the apples from his tree so much that he was always worried that his neighbor, Milo, was plotting to steal them. At night, Peanut dreamed about his apple tree. Sometimes he would wake up so worried that he couldn't get back to sleep. Sometimes he would have nightmares that Milo had found a way to steal one of the apples, or even worse, all of them.
Ooh, apples must be his favorite.
So he counted them every morning just to make sure. One day, this disaster struck. The juiciest apple of all was just about to fall into Milo's garden. There was no time to lose. Peanut tried everything, but with no luck. Milo's going to get my best apple, just like he was always gets everything. Peanut thought, it's not fair. Peanut was dreadful sorry for himself. when all of a sudden.
Oh no! The apple fell.
Clang. The apple landed in Milo's bowl. But instead of eating the apple, Milo said, "Here you go, Peanut. This apple looks very ripe and juicy, and I know how much you love them." Peanut was very surprised. "Oh," he said, "thank you. Would you like a bite?" "No, thank you. You very much," said Milo. "I don't really like apples. I love bones." Peanut wanted to thank Milo for returning the apple, so he invited him for a picnic. From that day on, they were the very best of friends.
Oh, that was a good story. So you guys liked that? That was so nice. Dave, what was your favorite part of
that? When he figured he didn't like apples. He liked bones more.
Oh, okay. Okay, because that's kind of unusual. But I don't know if I met any dogs that like apples. I'm not quite sure. I can't remember if I met any dogs that like apples a lot. And you guys, do you know any dogs that like apples?
No.
I know dogs that like shoes and eat your shoes up.
I know a dog that eats shoes.
Right.
I know a dog that eats grapes.
Oh, wow. And boys and girls, what kind of dog do you know that eats something that is more than just dog food? I don't know. Well, boys and girls, that was so neat to be able to find an odd dog. And even though he's an odd dog, he still does dog things, boys and girls. We're going to have so many special treats because Michaela, of course, is going to read something about the snow. Because I know that you on the west side probably don't know what kinds of things happen during the snow. But we have seen a lot of that. We have seen no clouds, we have seen snowmen, we have seen
snowblowers.
Right, snowblowers, shovels.
Snowball fights.
Right, we have seen snowball fights. And yes, definitely. And also salt to melt the snow. And guess what? Also, it's so scary sometimes when you drive because it's ice patches. And you don't even know that it's ice because it's see-through. Well, Michaela has something that she would like to share so that you know exactly how we feel on the East Coast when they say snow day, which everyone listens to the radio because why do they listen to the radio?
Because they have no school.
That's the two favorite words they like to hear.
No school.
Okay, Michaela, you want to tell us about your book that you're reading?
No.
Okay, let's hear you just a little bit louder so they'll know exactly what Snow Day is.
By Betsy Mash, illustrated by Gilio Mastro. Snow Day. Weather watchers have been predicting a big snowstorm for days. In the afternoon, the skies were gray and cloudy. The smell of snow was in the air, and then the night the storm moved in, blanketing the town with heavy rain and snow. Even before the snow stopped falling, town work crews were out with their trucks to begin the long, hard job of digging out. No one else ventured into the deep snow. In the morning, everything is white and still. The storm is over, but the town seems buried in deep drifts that cover the roads and sidewalks. All over town, as families wake up, radios are turned on. No school today, they hear school buses. It is a snow day. Mm-hmm.
But for most grown-ups, the snow and the deep travel, they haven't been good for their little islands and the airports are good and the river and before everything is good. Even when these people come out to shovel and sand their sidewalks and driveways, neighbors help each other out using snow blowers to get the job done. Workers arrive to make repairs and to clear away the trees and branches that fell on telephone and electric lines. The work crews that have been out all night are still busy clearing the streets in town. Their trucks have heavy chains on the tires to keep them from getting stuck. The plows push the snow to the side of the road. As they go, sand is dumped out on the roads to make them less slippery. Most highways are closed during the storm, but a few cars became stranded, trapped in the heavy snow. The state police helped the passengers to safety. Now tow trucks move the cars out of the way. The highway department has hundreds of big trucks at work, plowing and sanding the highways that crisscross state. At the airport, planes could not take off or land during the storm. The runways were snow covered and pilots could not do well. Incoming planes could not land and were sent to other airports. In the morning, giant clouds and snow blowers cleared the way. Troopers removed the remaining snow. Tank trucks spray a special liquid on the runway to melt the ice. Soon, the airport will be back in operation. As the snow piled up, the trains also stopped running. They'll start moving again as soon as the tracks are clear. V-shaped clouds mounted on the front of engines push the snow off the track. Crews clear the rest of the snow with shovels. Heaters in the tracks may be used to melt the snow and ice in other places. Fires are started instead. A big snowfall also causes trouble in the ports and harbors. Boats and ships cannot move freely on the rivers or into seaports. If snow and ice are blocking the way, strong ships called icebreakers are sometimes needed to help keep the waterways open. In the nearby city, the job of clearing heavy snow is really a tough one. City workers must put in many extra hours. Garbage trucks with plows push the snow into huge piles against the curb. The snow is trucked away so that cars can park. There are so many sidewalks and streets to clear and sand. A busy city cannot stay shut down for long.
And I mentioned, Michaela, when you see these big trucks coming, it's really fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah.
To see if they can do it. Going back and forth and back and forth. Do you think that they're dressed warm?
Yeah.
I think so good.
Back in town, the last of the smaller roads have been cleared. Sidewalks and parking lots have all been shoveled. The roads are sanded one more time before the trucks head back to the garage. At day's end, the children have tired of playing in the snow, and the work crews are glad the job is done. They can go home for much-needed rest. Everything has returned to normal. Cars are out and moving again. Doors are open and the school buses are ready to roll in the morning. But winter has just begun. Other storms will bring more snow to be cleared. But for now, this snow day is over.
I know. We're looking forward to that. Because there has been 6 more weeks of winter. And we've already had so many snow days. That what makes kids happy?
Snow
days.
Right. So school. We even hear the children in the background saying, no school. They're excited about that, too. Now, I wonder, boys and girls, how are you feeling about it? Because guess what? I already see Grandpa. He's already nodding off the street. I'm not sure we're getting someone to sleep. Do you think that we're getting some children to sleep? Cameron, do you think we got anyone out there in Radio Land? Is anyone asleep?
Yeah.
A few people. Yes, and I know that there's some boys and girls out there that don't want to go to sleep because guess what? They're afraid of the dark. So they're trying to stay up. That's right. That's a good solution. Did you hear that, boys and girls? You can have a night light, so then you won't be afraid of the dark. Do you think that would work, Cameron?
Yeah.
So, guess what? As always, we've got a song about it. So let's hear it.
I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. That monster underneath my bed, it's just a box of clothes. And that creature in my closet, he's got a long sleeve for a nose. What I once thought were scary things, well, turned out not to be. Remember that monster outside my window? It's just a silhouette of a tree. Well, I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. Now it's true, I must confess, well, I used to be afraid of scary sights and spooky sounds my imagination made. I'm lying in the darkness, but I can see the light. Nothing's gonna harm me in the middle of the night, because I'm not afraid of the dark. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. The rest of you kids can throw your fists, but I'm not afraid of the dark. I learned things the hard way. Take advice from me. Before you go and throw away another night of peaceful sleep, hop in bed and say your prayers. Kiss your dad and mom. Don't forget to ask them before they leave. Could you leave the night light on?
Can you hear that, boys and girls? And guess who even suggested that too? Was Michaela. She said, have that night light so none of those shadows will mean anything to you because you're not afraid of the dark, right? Well, I know, boys and girls, that you are probably not sleepy at all. Your eyes are wide awake. What kinds of things do you do, Cameron, when your eyes are wide awake and you're in bed and you're supposed to be asleep but you're not? What do you do?
Try to just close my eyes.
Does it work?
Okay.
And what about you, Jayden?
I watch TV sometimes.
Oh, aren't you in bed?
Yeah, I try to, but...
And Michaela, what do you do if your eyes are wide open and you're not sleepy yet?
I just sit there.
And do you, let's see, are you one that says, or any of you, that says, I don't want to go to bed, or you need a sleepy song?
Yeah, I don't want to go to bed. I don't
want to
go to bed.
And what about you?
I don't want to go to bed.
Oh, my goodness, boys and girls, I know that didn't happen to you. I know you said it to your mom. I really want to go to bed. Well, of course, because I think that is something that is universal with all the kids in the world.
that they also don't want to go. And there was a group called The Wrong, and they made a song about it. I don't want to go back. Would you guys like to hear it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure the mommies and daddies and babysitters and Nana and Poppy would want to hear it, but let's hear it anyway. By the
Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes, so you may find this to be quite a surprise that I'm not even just a little bit tired. I've taken a bath, I got my PJs on, Mommy read me a book and even sang me a song. Still, I'm not even just a little bit tired. I don't wanna go to bed. Bed. I don't want to go to bed, don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed, bed. I don't want to go to bed, don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. We've been to the park and we've had our fun. Now the sun has set and the day is done. Still, I'm not even just an itsy bit tired. I see the stars and the moon shine bright. Mommy blows me a kiss and she turns out the light. But I'm not even just a teeny bit tired. Oh, I don't want to go to bed. Bed, I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I don't want to go to bed. Bed, I don't want to go to bed. Don't want to lay down my sleepy head. I just can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Well, I know I'm yawning and I'm rubbing my eyes, so maybe it's me who's in for a surprise. Maybe I am just a little bit tired. I think I gotta go to bed, bed, think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head, even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. I think I gotta go to bed, bed, think I gotta go to bed. It's time to lay down my sleepy head, even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all. Even though I can't bear to miss a minute of it all.
I have to go to bed. Yes, you do.
I know that's not words that you even tell your mommy or daddy or your babysitter that you don't want to go to bed.
But I don't want to go to bed.
Oh, no. What should we do, boys and girls? He's not ready to go to bed. I think we should read another story. And this time we'll read about the heart of a snowman. Before we say goodnight, the goodnight book is the last book. Because that's when we're going to say
Mama, Papa, Grandma, Auntie.
And so we still have one more book. Two more books, actually. So we're going to read Heart of a Snowman. Because we don't have anyone that wants to go to bed right now. So, boys and girls, you're still wide. I, bushy tail, still running. Ears definitely clean. Brand new slippers and PJs. Feeling fresh and smelling good. So let's chat here what happens with the heart of a snowman. So, I think there's a clue. This is not an ordinary man. This is a
snowman.
And a snowman is different than an ordinary
man.
Because he's made out of
snow.
Okay, now that we all know what a snowman is, this book is by Mary
Perla, and Tim Yelton. And, of course, this was published by HarperCollins. Now, Owen knew that at the heart of a snowman is a perfect snowball. That's what you have to get, a perfect snowball. Not a square one, but a round one. Now, to make a perfect snowball, you need the powdery kind of snow that's a touch melty. Now, Owen packed a handful of it into a round ball and rolled the ball around this way and that. So he rolled it into something large. It grew and grew and grew. You make the last and the best snowman, said Owen's little sister. His eyes are looking at me. Owen smiles with pride. These aren't eyes, they're buttons. His sister dug a carrot from her pocket and handed it to him. It was twisted and it was thin, and he took it anyway. How will you keep him warm? He doesn't need to be warm, said Owen. He's cold all the way through. But he's warm inside, she said, sure of it. Now, Owen was too busy to argue. He looked at her scarf. He could use that. His sister's hand went up to her scarf. The knitting gaps in great holes the only way comfy scarves do. Okay, you can have it, she said. I won't need it tomorrow. There are going to be lots of sun. Now, every year, Owen built a snowman on Christmas Eve, which is already past, boys and girls. But this sun always melted by Christmas Day. There's got to be a way to keep it around, Owen told himself. Oh, ho, 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 ho. And a troubling sound came from the chimney. Owen was so worried about his snowman, he didn't even notice. And even though it's usually snowing during the Christmas time, it's still snowing now in February. Well, long after bedtime, a brilliant light beamed down on Owen. Snowman, it came from a vessel hovering overhead. Owen ran out of the house and called, "Where are you going with my snowman?" He grabbed hold of the snowman and was pulled inside. Now, within the vessel, which is like a ship, he was still and hushed as fallen snow. Snowman pressed in on every side. In the distance, Owen saw steam pumping up from a factory all shiny and bright. I wonder what kind of factory this is, boys and girls. Can you guess? Well, Owen and his snowman were abruptly ejected from the vessel into a vast factory. Please step away from your snowman, said a chilly voice on a loudspeaker. You're too warm, Owen. Oh, my goodness. I'm too warm? Piece by piece, Owen's snowman was carried off along a small tube. Owen felt hot with anger in spite of this terrible cold in the factory. They were unmaking his snowman. While the next room hummed with the sound of destruction, Owen saw his snowman's head placed on a conveyor belt. The rabbit's job was to eat the nose. He was good at his job. Boys and girls, what's happening to the snowman? Steadily went the woolies unknitting his sister's scarf. Nearby, a moose snapped the snowman's twig limbs in two. What kind of barbaric place is this? Boys and girls, did you ever wonder what happens to those snowmen when you think that they just melt down? Well, what Owen saw at the next station made him gasp. They had taken apart his snowman, snowflake by snowflake, and now a pointed instrument was tweaking apart each snowflake branch by branch. Outraged, Owen turned to the polar bear. How would you like someone to pull off your arm? Oh, no, this is getting pretty heavy, isn't it, boys and girls? Well, the polar bear launched a little closer over his microscope. That's when it hit Owen. Everybody thinks the sun melts snowmen, but they're wrong. Snowmen are just brought here. Back off, said the polar bear. You're too warm. What difference does it make? I'm too warm. You're already taking apart the snowman. You're getting warmer, Owen, said the chilly voice from the loudspeaker. Move along now. Exit right. Mind your step. Stepped into an open field of snow piled and puffed, wondering if he could save his snowman. A vehicle hauling a load of carrots was coming up fast. Owen raced to the driver. Those look perfect, he said, puzzled. Yes, said the rabbit. We grow them here ourselves. They're for the snowman. Snowman? Owen said. But I thought you destroyed the snowman. The rabbit stared at Owen. Why would we destroy snowmen if we grow new noises? It began to feel warmer. Up ahead, Owen saw a crop of chimneys sticking out of the snow. A white cat leaped into one and went down. A moment later, it reappeared, but now it was black with smoke. Held in its small mouth was something brown and black. What is that you're carrying, said Owen. The cat went wide-eyed, and the thing dropped from his mouth. Owen caught the lump of coal, and it turned over in his hand. These are eyes, right? I use buttons, but I know most people use coal. The cat started off. Eyes, nose, everything like new, Owen called after it. Hey, hey, are you making a snowman? But the cat was gone. Owen stumped his foot in frustration, and the snow caved in beneath him. He dropped right through, all the way down, 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 and was pitched into a cloud. Cold dust blew Owen here and there, setting him to spin and spin and spin. Never had felt so fine, so flat, so wonderful. Owen had dropped into the chamber for making snowflakes. Boys and girls, did you know that's how snowflakes are made? Well, suddenly, the chamber stopped dusting, and Owen fell into the cold floor. Two walrus stared at him. Look, he got them all dirty, said one, and sent the snowflakes to be cleaned, every needle, every branch. We don't take snow apart, said the other, and clean them top to bottom for nothing, you know. So why do you take them apart and clean them? I bet you probably were wondering that, too. Boys and girls, why do they take them apart? Well, the walrus looked at each other and shrugged. I know, said Owen. It makes the perfect snowman. Owen was so pleased with his discovery, he thrust his hands back into the chamber and caught a snowflake. I know that you've done that, too, when the snow was coming down, that you put your hand out there, and some of you might even put your tongue out there to catch the snowflake. Don't touch, said the walrus. The snowflakes melted in Owen's hand. See, you're too warm. But that's how you build a snowman, said Owen, with your hands. Boys and girls, did you know? And did you do your snowman with your own hands? Well, let's hear the rest of the story. At the last station, Owen discovered the pieces of his snowman, all perfectly remade. A puffin stared up at him from top to bottom. We've improved on your snowman, said the puffin. Only we've had a bit of trouble getting him started. The puffin held the very beginning of the snowball, and they were very poor indeed. I'll show you how. Owen scooped a handful of snow. He held the snow until it touched, melting from the warmth of his hand. Now the snow rolled nicely into a round ball. Now you know, you've done that too, boys and girls. Had the snow, and it didn't melt, and it was a round circle. You rolled the best snowman, said the puffin. Feel, said Owen, giving the puffin his hand. The puffin held Owen's hand warm. One ball at a time, Owen and Puffin made a snowman, and as Owen wrapped his sister's scarf around it, Puffin said, can I tell you how long we have tried to make a snowman? This is your first? The puffin blushed. Yes. Owen looked back at the millions of clean and improved pieces of other snowmen. What's all that for? You, said the chilling voice from the loudspeaker. That's why we brought you here. Owen looked up. You brought me here? Yes, said the voice. You will roll the perfect snowball at the heart of all of our snowmen. Worried? Owen looked around. Meanwhile, the animals had gathered to see their first snowman. One pointed at the snowman. Look, it's melting. Not possible, boomed the voice of the loudspeaker. At these temperatures, the snowman can last forever. The puffin set up a machine that would uncover the nature of any snowman problem. With the flip of a switch, all was revealed. From deep inside the snowman glowed a warm snowball. What has that boy done? Said the voice from the loudspeaker. It sounds a little disappointed. What did he do? Now, when a boy makes a snowman, he gives it a heart, just like your mommy and daddy do you, said the puffin. It gets so warm inside, the snowman can't last. Just like Nana and Poppy, aunts and uncles, babysitters, they give you their hearts. Now, the animals looked at each other. All at once, they knew the factory was closed because the only place a snowman would last forever was in a boy's heart. The next morning was bright and sunny as Owen pulled his sister over the snow on a new sled. As they passed the snowman, she said, look, your snowman is melting. Don't you know it's not the sun that melts the snowman, said Owen. It's his heart. Yes, his sister said, I know. Owen retrieved her scarf and then pulled them towards the big hill. His sister noticed the scarf was woven like new. That's all right, she said, wrapping it around here. I have it comfy again for my next Christmas. The end. Snowman melts, but it doesn't really melt. It still is in your heart, and you still had a lot of fun.
It stays forever and ever.
It sure does. Forever and ever again. And this is really a special time because, boys and girls, I think some of us are getting sleepy and kind of yawning because it's time to fall asleep. And this sometimes is the best time that mommy and daddy love to see. I wonder why. Do any of you know why mommies and daddies love this time? Okay, we hear a little voice from the trailer.
They don't make him relax. And they don't need to hear kids pounding their feet and running around like crazy maniacs. And they can help.
It's what they call almost peace be still. They like to hear when little kids are sound asleep. And sometimes they say, okay, do they say hello when you're getting ready to go to sleep?
No.
What do they say?
Good night.
Good night. I wonder if someone has ever written a book about good night. I wonder if Cameron knows anything about a book called Good Night. Let's see, Cameron, could you tell us about
Good Night Moon? By Margaret Wilson Brown. Pictures by Glennett Hurt. In the great green room, there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of a cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on a chair.
In human
kitten in a pair of mittens and two little toy house in the little toy house and the little young mouse. A comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush and a quiet lady who was whispering hush. Good night, world. Good night. Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, cow. Jumping over the moon.
Good night.
Good night, light. And the red balloon.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, bears. Good night, chairs.
Good night.
Good night, kitten. Good night, man.
Good night.
Good night, Claw. And good night, Bob.
Good night.
Good night, little house.
Good night,
little mom.
Good night.
Good night, Cole. And good night, Josh.
Good night.
Good night, nobody. Good night, Marshall.
Good night.
And good night to the old lady with brain
fog. Good night.
Good night, Star. Good night, Ed.
Good night.
Good night, Moses, wherever.
And, oh, wow. Good night, everything. I think everything needs to hear that so that they can fall asleep. And you know what? That is the best thing that parents love to see.
You sleeping.
I wonder why.
Peaceful.
Still. And you know when you sleep and you look at a sleeping child, it's just like a star. And Kareem, Daily Ray, sings a song that's so beautiful when you see that happening.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Come find the star across my sky. Just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hand.
I want to thank you, boys and girls, so much, because this is the time that a lot of you have already fallen asleep, and some of you are still up. And we want to let you know that the ones that are up on the West Coast, that the house is a real important thing, because even when you had snow day, you had to stay in the house. And sometimes when you're in the house, you look at things that you never noticed before, because you're in the house all day long. Someone even wrote a book about A House is a House for Me, and it's by Mary Ann Koberman, and it was illustrated by Betty Fraser. A house. What's in a house? There's by the Viking Press. A hill is a house for an ant, and a hive is a house for a bee. A hole is a house for a mole or a mouse. And a house is a house for me. A web is a house for a spider. And a bird builds its nest in a tree. There is nothing so snug as a bug in a rug. And a house is a house for me. We discovered a lot of this because we were housebound. A coop that's a house for a chicken. A sty that's a house for a soy. A fold that's where sheep all gather to sleep. A barn that's a house for a cow. It is, of course, a house for a horse. A kennel house is a house for a dog. A dog is a house for a flea. But when the dog saves a flea sometimes, and then it moves in on me. A house is for rabbits or hutches. And a house for a mule is a shed. A house for a duchess, a bedbug beds down in a bed. But mosquitoes like mud holes or puddles, whales need an ocean or sea. A fish or a snake make do with the lake, but a house is a house for me. And we want to thank you so much for joining us. Joining us with Kaylin, and joining us with Jaden, Michaela, and Cameron. Thank you so much for coming here and saying, joining us on Angel's Bedtime Story, the Slate Radio Network. And can you say good night?
Good night, boys and girls.
And it was great having them on and hearing some of the stories. So I know that you'll be going to sleep too. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you next
tomorrow.
And I know that now you're in dreamland, and of course, you can only imagine what is happening when we have dreams. And this is by Rochelle Griffin. So good night. Thank you with Aunt Jewel's Bedtime and Blake Radio Network. And we'll see you next Sunday.
Good night.
Good night. Have a great day.
Are you hearing something?
Imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.